What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I'm going to give you six ways to have open houses that actually help you get more business. You don't want to miss this episode. Stand by for the next episode of the Hyperfast Show. All right, so many real estate agents do not like open houses. They have always been a big part of how I personally got more business. Same is true with my wife and business partner, Carrie Scholl. Same is true with our team that every year sells hundreds and hundreds of homes because of open houses. The reason some real estate agents don't like them, the reason some coaches discourage them, is because they're not doing the things that make them work, and they haven't developed good one-on-one sales skills. In today's show, I'm going to give you the six things that you need to do if you want to have an open house that will actually get you business. All right, number one is you need to promote it to the neighborhood ahead of time. You can door knock, you can do circle prospecting, or you can do both. I think spending an hour or two a week, just an hour or two a week, prospecting the neighborhood around the open house is a great idea. Script is super simple. We're not being salesy with it. We're just calling up and saying, you know, hey, Bob, I know you live in this neighborhood. On Sunday, I'm hosting an open house at 123 Main Street. And I was just wondering who you knew that, you know, you think might love the neighborhood, because I'm sure you love the neighborhood, right? And I always ask, like, who do you know, instead of do you know? Because if you say, do you know, you're going to get it's a yes, no question, right? You'll get a lot of no's. So just say, who do you know that might love the neighborhood as much as you do, right? They're either going to tell you someone or not. If they don't, say, next part of this script is, look, we're anticipating a lot of people will like the home. It might sell quickly. And, you know, for some people, they're going to get left out. Or some people may like certain things about the home, but, you know, want a slightly different layout or a different street. You know, who do you know that might be looking to buy or sell, you know, in the next year? Or who do you know that might be looking to sell in the next year, right? If, you know, you're not asking them, right? But maybe they are interested, right? So it's an indirect way of asking them, but you're just asking them, who do you know that might be selling the next year? All right, third part of this script is, by the way, before I go, you know, I'd love to see you at the open house Sunday if you can make it. If not, don't worry. I do send out periodic updates about the real estate market. You know, would you be interested in getting my regular updates? What is a good email for you? All right. If you do that, you're gonna help build your now business. You're gonna help build your future business. So that's step one of how to do the open house: door knock, cold call the neighborhood. Number two is do email marketing. Right. I think every week you should be doing a weekly email to your database. You should include your open houses on it. Obviously, not everyone in your database is going to be interested in that type of home, but if you've got a couple open houses going on, right, they might. And it shows them that you're active in the neighborhood, helps get more impressions, and helps get the house out there more. So do your email marketing. Day of, get your signs, get your balloons out, get them there early, okay? So get your signs out there early. Get your balloons out, overdo it, put them on busy intersections. It's not just good for getting people to the open house. It's good for marketing you. It's good for, you know, so put them on busy roads, right? This is just marketing and branding, and it's easy to do. It doesn't cost you a lot of money. So signs, balloons. Number four, if you think the open house is going to be busy, partner with someone, right? It could be another agent on your team. It could be a lender. It could be a title person, Lenders are great people to have. They'll help promote it too. They might even bring snacks or whatever. So if you think it's going to be super busy, bring in a lender partner or another person on your team. Number five, make sure you have a sign-in form, right? You can do it on the iPad. I like to do the paper ones. I have sign-in information on the front. I take notes on the back. Then I immediately that night will put it in my CRM and start my follow-up. But have the sign-in form. You know, ask them to please sign in. Your sign-up form should get their name, phone number, email. Good questions to ask up front to kind of break the ice. Hey, how did you find us today? Right? I love asking that question because it's usually going to be one of three categories. Number one, it might be, hey, we saw you, on Zillow or Redfin or this website, right? You know they're kind of serious if they ask that, right? You don't know if they're necessarily working with an agent, but you do know they're serious. Second thing they might say is, oh, our agent sent this to us, right? Now you know they're serious and they are either working with an agent or they don't want to be bothered, so they're telling you that. So like always kind of verify that. Like, oh, which agent are you working with, right? Number three, they might say they were just walking in the neighborhood, saw the sign, right? Now you know that they might not be serious. They might be very, very top of funnel. All good leads, by the way, right? You need all of them. So, but I love asking that question first, and then kind of encouraging them to take a look at the house and ask me if they have any questions. And then, at the end of that, I like to ask, so do you think this is a house you might see yourself living in? Right? Try to ask questions. If they say no, be like, oh, okay, well, what would you want differently? Or is it the location? Or, what would be the perfect house for you? And then try to book them for an appointment. I always think you need to try to book them for a buyer consult. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. So and so, have you sat down with an agent yet to formally go over your buying plan, right? Your buying strategy. Okay? No. Oh, okay. Well, there's another house that I think you might like seeing. It's not open today. I can show it to you at 5 o'clock. And maybe we can meet for coffee after, and I can, we can look at that other house so you can see another one in the neighborhood. We can meet for coffee and go over the buying plan, right? Try to book it now. You're obviously not going to always get it, but it then is at least planting the seed, shows them that you're good at asking questions and set you up for the right follow-up, which, by the way, follow-up is number six in my list, right? The money in open houses is going to come in the follow-up, right? Obviously, very rare that someone walks in and writes an offer with you on that open house, although that's happened with me more than once. And you're not always going to be able to book them right away for an appointment. Sometimes it's going to come with an email or phone call that night or the next day. So you need to have a very, very good follow-up plan: text, email, phone calls. Please don't disregard the phone calls. That's the one most agents neglect. If you do those six things, you're gonna get more business from open houses, and you'll probably go from not liking them to wanting to do multiple open houses per weekend. All right. I think every open house you have, you should be able to generate a closable buyer. So hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully you liked that advice, and hopefully you go out and implement it. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast and take our ideas and implement it, we'd love to hear. Leave us comments, leave us feedback, share it with other real estate agents that could benefit from it, and we will see you next time.